Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. This is how we do the 4th of July here.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Yeah, the sound of the Macy's 4th of July fireworks came to a spectacular end atop the Empire State Building. Kept five nights of pop-up displays across the five boroughs, replacing the usual show over the East River in an effort to discourage large crowds. New Yorkers were pretty happy with it, although they missed the tradition, this woman told Channel 7.
I expected to see a beautiful extravaganza of fireworks, like in the years past.
The display capped a day of celebrations, many subdued and social distant. Mayor de Blasio talked up his plans for an anti-racism commission at a virtual meeting of church leaders, saying the holiday gives Americans a chance to look back at contradictory elements in history and their power to change the future. A dramatic sight coming on the Hudson for this holiday weekend. The USS Slater, a World War II destroyer escort, is set to go down the river on its way to a Staten Island shipyard today. It's said to be the last destroyer escort afloat in the U.S., now an Albany-based historical museum, normally closed to visitors because of the pandemic, and it's still closed, but it is set to leave Albany around 7 a.m. and head south at about 8 knots. General News quotes social media estimates saying it'll be down our way in the afternoon and evening. The Slater has a Facebook page with links to the tugboats traveling with it, so you can track it that way. The news is still good on coronavirus in New York, but there are new concerns in New Jersey. The latest reports show a drop of almost 200 cases from Friday to Saturday, easing concerns of another spike in the Empire State. And a spike is exactly what they are worried about in Hoboken.
Mayor Ravi Bala says 13 new COVID-19 cases Thursday and Friday are the highest two-day total since mid-May. All traveled out of state where they attended gatherings.
Thankfully, they heeded our call that we previously put out alerting residents to this early trend and to get tested if you travel to a hotspot state.
Most were asymptomatic, and he says that's why the governor asking travelers from 16 states to quarantine is so important, as well as testing. Hoboken's chief health specialist, Lynette Madero, says it's not just a problem in Hoboken.
Actually, we're seeing spikes in cases across the state that are travel-related. I've been in contact with other health departments and other health officers and public health professionals, and especially over the last week, week and a half.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Hoboken.
A dangerous 4th of July night for NYPD officers with two attacked in their cruisers. In the Bronx, somebody fired at a marked car in front of the 40th Precinct House just before midnight. One of the two officers inside suffered a cut to the chin from shattered glass and is recovering. No arrests so far. Police say the investigation is ongoing, and it's still unclear if this was a targeted shooting or a stray bullet. It came just an hour after another attack on officers in Brooklyn. Just before 11 p.m., police say somebody threw a firework into a patrol car at Stuyvesant and Gates Avenues. Officer apparently suffered a minor hand injury and refused medical attention. There's no word of any arrest. Police are still looking for the suspect in that incident as well. The NYPD says officers will be here today, tomorrow, and on the 4th of July to protect all New Yorkers. That's what they told 1010 Winds after reports of a massive wave of call-outs on the holiday weekend intended as a counter-protest to recent demonstrations and calls to defund the police. The Post had reported that officers planned a 3 p.m. sick out yesterday, but the department sources say that was not the case. Another arrest and a stunning and apparently false claim in the case of two upstate women accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail into an NYPD vehicle full of officers during the protests in May. Authorities took in 29-year-old Timothy Ammerman of Saugerties yesterday, charging him with supplying Samantha Shader with glass bottles to turn into bombs. Prosecutors say he admitted inviting her to take the bottles from his recycling bin, but didn't think she'd use them for that. Meanwhile, court documents reportedly show Shader told authorities after her arrest that three black demonstrators came up to her and gave her the homemade bomb, and she took it. It may be the Yankees network, but some of the team stars aren't too happy with Yes right about now. They're unhappy that the Yes video of pitcher Masahiro Tanaka getting hit with a line drive went viral last night, even though neither Yes nor the team promoted it. Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres tweeted they were not happy that the camera kept running after Tanaka was hit, quickly adding that they, just like fans, were praying for him. Tanaka was alert and walking when he was helped off the field, and manager Aaron Boone says
he had concussion-like symptoms originally before leaving for the hospital that have since dissipated. He went through a battery of tests at the hospital. Everything checked out well. They had a CT scan. It's negative.
Boone says Tanaka is now on concussion protocol. Also yesterday, Boone said that D.G. LeMahieu and Luis Sessa have tested positive for the virus and are self-quarantining. LeMahieu has no symptoms. Sessa is said to be mild. Well, it looks like all of the Mets will play in the shortened season. As of last night, no team members had said they were opting out, whether for health reasons or otherwise. Players say they're still getting used to the social distancing and other precautions at Citi Field. They say the team is going well beyond the league's safety requirements. The Mets are set for their first simulation game today. Buy one and give one. It's a mass drive from a Brooklyn and Guatemala-based company that works with indigenous women. Mercado Global founder and executive director Ruth Alvarez de Golia says they switched from making clothes to masks when the pandemic hit.
We called Levi Strauss, which is one of our big clients. We had just received a huge shipment of dead stock denim fabric from them and asked permission to use that fabric to sew 125,000 masks. We just started, and we started shipping them to hospitals in New York. Our sales team switched from selling to fashion retailers to calling hospitals and figured out who needed what.
More info at mercadoglobal.net.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.